Just me, Rama. I've been out the. I mean like you. Just me, Rama. I've been out the. I've been out the.
Dumb, some, and we don't have a problem. People born with some, and it's all in the song.
God damn. Hello, everybody. It's Apollo. Welcome to this function.
Let's go.
It's Apollo.
Can I play this one?
Good evening, Twitter. This is your boy, Eat That Pussy 445. And about like 30 to 45 minutes ago, I beat the fuck out of my dick so goddamn hard that I can't even feel my left leg. My left leg has went totally numb.
You have like you have just sound effects on command.
I have a sound. Oh, of course.
Is that it?
It was really funny, but just for like the first 2 seconds of
that. Well, hello, everybody.
How does it? Welcome to the Summer Shit Show.
It's my name is Apollo, and I'm here with my friend Gabriel. How have you been, bub?
Don't even get me started. So, this bitch named Becky. Nah, I don't know, Becky. I've been sitting on my ass all summer. That's what I've been doing. I've been doing absolutely nothing, which I guess is kind of my fault, you know? Whenever summer comes around, it's always like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. And then you don't. And then you get all like... You feel like all like whatever because like you're not doing anything, but it's your fault for not doing anything. So obviously you've been working all summer though. You have like 3 jobs, 9 jobs.
5 of them. I think 5 now is my max.
Five jobs.
I ventured out into a third one, but the third one does it doesn't come out any income right now, but it will.
Bruh, share your money with me.
I'm not gonna share.
What have you been doing? Like I know you're saving up and being responsible and crap, but like. Yeah. Like, a child with this much money is just not a safe thing.
It's not really. I'm just kind of... I mean,
your
saving up...
Your parents are making you save, though, yeah?
They're not making me save. Well, I already got my car. And did I tell you that?
Well, I know you got your license.
Well, I got my car.
What'd you get?
Like, 3 weeks ago. 2018 Nissan.
Did you end up buying it, or...
What was it?
Did you end up buying it? Because I remember you said, like, hell yeah, dude, that's awesome. Yeah.
I wanted to get an electric car, but then I checked the insurance
for electric
cars, and they're like fucking.
Oh, because they fucking explode.
Yeah, because the batteries are like $6,000 to replace. Anyway.
The government likes killing the environment.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So like, so what are you gonna do then? You have your license, because you know it's really like it doesn't sit in for me like how much I want my license until like I drive around and I'm like, damn, I could like go. Everywhere now, you know, and sure, like we have a bunch of friends now that like have their license, so it's not that big a deal. But like, dude, like we can go anywhere, and you have money, like you could go places and do things.
I could live in New Mexico for about a month, maybe two, if I'm
maybe two if you live off like just bean burritos or something. I think you could do it. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I hope I don't dislike driving. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I feel like you should know by now.
Well, okay. So, today, because I got my license, I was just, like, driving around everywhere just because. And I was like, so I drove to, like, run some errands. I had to drop something off. I had to throw away some stuff, go to, like, a book drive to, like, donate some books and all that stuff. I couldn't do it without my car. Then... My dad forgot his credit card at like Burger King. So he's like Apollo.
That epic gamer moment when your dad leaves his card at Burger King.
He's like, I need you to go to Burger King and get my card. So I get his card, and he's like, well, I'm out of gas on my car, so I need you to drive 30 minutes down to where I work at the Oak Hill. I shouldn't say my dad's place. at the hospital that he works at.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need you to drive 30 minutes down to this, you know.
Fill up my car.
I need you to, you know, get it so I can fill up my car. And I was like, okay. So then we went there. And then went to a friend's house. And then we went to Goodwill and Target, you know. It was just a good driving experience day. It was
nice. Yeah, that's good. So I'm going to get my license probably next month because I have to, because I'm doing the dual enrollment thing and whatnot. And you have a job too. So like, you're going to be driving yourself to work now.
I drive myself to work tomorrow, which is
nice, dude.
Scary. I don't like driving, scares me, but yes, go on.
See, I agree to an extent. So the reason I don't have my license yet is because I didn't practice at all. Like, I wasn't really pressured to. Now I am because I have to. So I was very scared, and I didn't like driving at all. And then I just kind of realized that, like, I thought there were so many rules, but really, like, once you just go out and drive a little bit, it's like there's not really that many rules that you have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
I don't like crossing over, because like my neighborhood is literally like on 54, it's on like a giant highway. So in order, if I want to go right, obviously it's easy. I just wait for a stoplight. But if I want to go left, I got to cross like freaking 6 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
It's just kind of stressful. But other than that, I think it's like, it's really not that, it's not difficult. So I've just been practicing. It's just about getting settled into it. Parking and stuff. That's not fun.
Okay. The driving test for me, I took it. It was just, I was freaking out over literally nothing. Like, I thought I was going to have to pedal or park. I thought I was going to have to drive, like, 50 miles this way, go this way, do, like, some crazy U-turn weird thing, switch lanes. Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
It was, all right, so we're going to go in the parking lot, right? And you're going to do a 3-point turn.
Like, yeah, okay. So I heard that. Did so, it. Yeah, that's just, like, where you back up and then you just turn around.
Yeah. And then it's like, all right, now you're going to accelerate fastly and then stop safely. I was like, okay, cool. I did that. I was like, all right, now we're gonna drive around in this ghetto neighborhood for like 10 minutes, and we're gonna head back. That's it. I'm like, okay.
Okay. And then that was it. You got your license.
and he's like, well, you did pretty good. I'm like, oh, did I get anything wrong? He's like, no.
Congratulations. You got your license. Like, oh, shit. Dude, like that. See, but that's the thing too, is that like, if you can get your license that easily, it's like, it's, you kind of go to think like, okay,
we're not safe.
Who's the crazy people that are on the road nowadays, you know?
It was a cool, buff Asian guy. Like, he was so big, and he was so, and my car is so tiny, so he's like, mind if I turn the air conditioning on?
Like, yeah, did the seat go back? that's cool. I see, by the way that they explain it, I think it's kind of random, though, because, like, I feel like they go, like, sometimes they're like, oh, do this, do that, do that, and then other times they're like, okay, just whatever.
Zero parallel parking.
I hope I don't have to parallel park. I need to practice it, though, just in case.
Well, I think the reason why they don't test you on it is because there's really no place around here to parallel park.
No, yeah. I mean, in the situations where you have to parallel park, it's like, you could probably find somewhere else to park.
Just get a test.
Or pay for one. Yeah, it's true. I just want self-driving cars at this point. It's going to happen in the next few years.
Yeah. Teslas are going down super cheap. It's like $35,000 now to get it.
I mean, yeah, because they're fucking companies in the hole right now, isn't they?
In the sucker.
They are not doing super hot from what I hear. So you've been working a lot, obviously. Your jobs consist of editing for your boss, his company videos, his media presentations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You also work as a lifeguard now, right?
I do. Yeah.
At a rec center. Anything crazy happened with the lifeguarding yet?
Crazy is kind of like I haven't had to save anybody, which is good. Like, I've been on the brim. Like, I see a guy, like, oh, fuck. There was this camp that came around. It's like like 50 billion little kids, and they're all swimming. I see a little kid, and he's like struggling a bit, but like, he has his head above water, so I'm not so worried. And then he like goes underwater for a sec, so I'm like, oh shit. So like,
oh, you got to fix.
So I'm on the ground, which is it's called like roving, and it's like you kind of just walk around the pool.
Right.
So I'm doing that, and I see him. So what we're trying to do is like stick out our little tube, and then have him get it. But he's like, no, I'm good.
I'm chill.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, yeah. I'm like, do you know how to swim good, buddy? You're such a strong swimmer. He goes, yeah, I just really don't know how to use my legs. And I'm like, well, buddy, that's half of it. So that was scary. Other than that, nothing I had to be involved with, I guess.
Just kids yelling. Yeah. So I was going to say, just kids yelling at you to open the deep end.
Other than that, nothing I had to be involved with directly. Like, we had a kid, like, sort of kind of drown at Sunwest, which is, like, the... Have you been to Sunwest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it was a weird situation because all the lifeguards were inside the guard room because of there was, like, a lightning storm, and, like, mm-hmm. we were called inside. So we were all off duty. We told everybody that.
Was some kid like, fuck it, and you jumped in the pool and, like, started to drown?
No. So this is at, like, a beach.
Which oh, okay.
And I was like covering for somebody. So
So I thought you only did it at the rec center.
No, I go wherever they need me.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, and then a kid like kind of okay, super bad parents. They were like dunking him in and out of the water, and because he like became so weak that he just like stopped moving. He was under the water. He was under the water for like 5 minutes. And that's super bad because under the water for 2 minutes is, and this is like a little like 3-year-old child.
Yeah.
Under the water for 2 minutes causes brain damage to a fully grown adult. So to a 3-year-old child, God knows.
So yeah. Did this kid fucking die or what?
We were very scared because literally how we found out was how like we were all sitting outside because it was like kind of cloudy, but there's this thing called Thor, which is like a lightning detector system.
Wow.
And it like tells us whether to go inside. It was still on, but it was super cloudy outside and not like thundering. So we just kind of hung outside, and then we saw a police officer like a car zooming super fast, and we were like, oh, there's probably a police chase going on. And then he pulls into Sunwest, and we're like, oh shit! And we're like on the other end of the beach, so we run like as fast as we can to the other side of the beach, and then
oh right, this is at the beach, yeah.
Yeah, and then the police officer already doing CPR on it and all that stuff, and we're like, oh shit, this is super bad. So then we start doing what we're trained to be doing, like crowd control. We help the police officers. We get information. We write a report. Yada yada yada. So then, basically, we call our boss, and we're like, and she's like, you guys are 100% not responsible because you guys were called in for a lightning storm. Everyone is good. Just don't talk to any. And like in 5 minutes, ABC News was there.
Yeah.
It was wild. And like Jeez. He had to be helicoptered to like a hospital. But like while they were lifting him up in the helicopter, he regained consciousness. He was like, hey, guys, where am I? What's happening? And then okay, that was it. But then. The aftermath is kind of the worst part because then you get like 50 angry moms on Facebook and they're like, the lifeguards are so stupid. They didn't save a little kid.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me actually read one of the
pull up the tweets.
Let me pull up the
Facetagrams.
Let me pull up the receipts right now.
Snaps to book.
Snaps.
That's wild. So like, do you ever feel stressed out because people like lives are actually in your hands sometimes?
I don't think I should have this job. Oh, never mind. I don't think I should have this job, to be honest. It's like it's so much pressure on a 16-year-old, like, oh, you're in charge of all of these people's lives. Have fun.
Yep.
So I don't think I should have this job.
Yeah.
But other than that.
That's kind of, it is strange. I mean, if you're qualified to do it, then you're qualified to do it, but it is a lot of, like, pressure.
I know what to do, like, if somebody drowns, but, like, I'm going to be very upset if it happens.
Are you able to use the jet skis that they have for, like, saving people? Be like, someone's drowning, like, a mile out, you're like, oh, shit, gotta get on the jet ski, and you go on, you're like, and everybody's like, go, pal, go, and they're cheering you on from the beach.
Well, the beautiful thing is the beach that we're supposed to be covering that, like, we're legally responsible for is, like, 50, it's like 4 feet into the water. and the water's like 2 feet deep at the most. Which
is all right. This kid drowned in 2 feet deep.
No, but it's like, yes, but, but like, it's like a buoy line, and past the buoy line, the water drops like 100 feet down. Which is like why we don't want anybody going past there.
Oh,
like some idiots do, and like if we don't, if they're drowning out there legally, okay. What was that?
What? Did I accidentally smack my mic? Sorry.
You did. Legally, we're not responsible for them, but like if we see them, we should like we have a paddle board and we just kind of swim out
there. Don't worry, we're coming. Super slowly paddling. That's shark territory, dude. No thanks.
Yeah.
Yo, did they train you to fight sharks and?
We were trained for alligators.
So that makes sense.
Like, not fighting off alligators, but just like if we see it, we like whistle and we're like, "Get the fuck out, everyone, get out."
Bro, like, but what if like, great. What if you go toe to toe with an alligator though? Do they train you what you do to like fight it?
No, because.
Yo, all right, listen. I'll stop being around the books.
That long.
Can you suplex an alligator? Yes or no?
I can probably hit it with my buoy, but my buoy's made of foam.
Bruh.
Dude, what are they teaching you?
I don't know. I don't know that. I thought a guy was going to drown yesterday because, okay, I was at the pool, the rec, and his name is the old guy. His name is David. He's super smart, and he worked as a DJ for like 15 years.
And now he's fucking dead.
Now he's super old, but he's like, they told us while we were training for lifeguard, there's this guy named David who goes in the water all the time and like just groans. He goes, and they say because like he has like a like misalignment with his feet, so like all of his toes are like facing different directions. It was super weird. So like the first thing that happened was like I get really scared because like he goes and I think he's about to just like pass out in the water, and I'm like, oh god.
So like,
laughing.
I don't know. It's so funny to me that like it's just like, hey, there's this old guy he comes around every now and then. He's a guy that comes around a lot, so like they know his name.
Yeah, we all know everyone's name. It's
great. Like, oh, David. Yeah, don't worry about David. He's just he yelps in pain sometimes in the pool. Just don't worry about it.
He kind of.
So
it's super weird because like he'll be swimming up and he comes up to me on the guard stand. He goes, you know, water and oxygen and H2O make water, you know, also makes oxygen and H2O rocket fuel. We're literally swimming in rocket fuel. Isn't science crazy? Like that's what is his one of his like key things he always talks
about. and you're like
I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
water. All right. Everyone's out of the pool now. 5 minute break.
So the other day he fell in the bathroom and we had to get him. We don't have a wheelchair, so we borrowed our boss's wheelie chair that she doesn't know about. And we just rolled him to his car. It was super funny because he got in his car and he has like a minivan, and the back door was open. I'm like, hey, your back door is open. He goes, oh, it's good, it closes automatically, right? And then he's driving and he's driving off and the door is open, and we yell, David, your door's open. He goes, no, it's not. And he breaks and it's like slammed. And it's like, he goes, physics is crazy, isn't it? Like, yeah, no. David, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. David, you get home now.
He just drives. Okay.
So dude, David's a fucking legend, dude.
David's a legend. I know. So the final like thing that happens is like, so he's back from his injury, you know, falling in the whatever, and then he's in the pool and he's groaning again. We're like, ah, casual David, usual David.
David.
And then he like, so he like lets out this super huge scream, and then just falls on his face in the water, and we're like, David. And then there's two guard stands, and like my friend Jasmine, who was on the other side, we're both looking at her like, is he just playing around or anything? And then so I'm like, oh shit, he's actually dead. So then so I yell, Jasmine, go get him, and she jumps off of her like buoy, like her guard stand, and starts swimming towards him. I do three whistles, which means there's an emergency, and then he comes back up and he's like, oh, that was a good scream, wasn't it? And I was like,
gotcha.
David! David!
You can't do that, David.
And then I asked him, why did you go underwater? He goes, well, you didn't want to hear me scream, so I went underwater and put my face in the water so I could scream very loudly. I was like,
David, get some fucking pain pills, dude.
David, I'm like, David, you cannot do that.
You cannot just scream in public, dude.
If that does happen, I don't want to be up, usual David, floating on his face in the water.
This is wild. I could never do that, Judd, because I'm so bad in those situations. Like, someone will be in a wheelchair, and then they'll be like, or they'll be like out of a wheelchair. Normally they're in a wheelchair and they're like paralyzed in the legs and they start like making pain noises. And then like I'm just like when I helped at an elder's home for a little bit, and then like that stuff kind of stuff just starts happening, and I have no idea what to do. I'm just sitting there like so like and I just stand there and I kind of just wait around until someone else shows up and comes to help. I'm like, yeah, you know, I probably should have. Like, honestly, in those situations, I would just kind of sit there for, like, at least 30 seconds until someone else called something out, and I'd be like, ooh, yeah, I should probably do something. That's how I roll. Dude, it sounds like a lot of stress, but at least there's a pay well.
It's more than minimum wage, which is great.
Right.
It's $10.10 an hour, which is, a weird choice, but all right.
It's a lot of money for just like a little boy, though.
Yeah, and then, I mean, obviously, any money is great right now.
Yeah.
And then, if I'm gonna get my WSI, which means like I can legally like teach kids how to swim, like with lessons, and then my pay goes up to $12 an hour.
Bruh.
Play the sound effect.
Oh fuck! All right, here it comes. Bruh.
There you go. Great. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So that's what your summer's been. Just a lot of work, fun.
Yeah.
Do you have days that you're off?
I mean today, because I had to get my license.
Well,
not a lot. Minimum, there's maybe like one day a week where I'm off, but I'm working Saturday, or Monday through Sunday every day.
So what are you gonna do when school starts?
I mean, go to school.
But you have to like work.
So I'm playing these things on the weekend. So Hudson Library just opened like a full filming studio, like a booth.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a full like, oh, record music and film whatever in your booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably on the weekends I'm about to do that with Brad, my boss, and I'm probably gonna film little films with him and stuff.
Brad, yeah. Brad.
And then on the other, so there's like 4 weekends in a month, yeah.
So I guess so.
I think so. So he wants to do like a thing where he goes to local garage sales, buy stuff for super cheap, and then sell them on eBay for like market up, and then he's gonna make millions.
Does this man own a business?
He does. I mean, his parents do, and he works for him.
This guy doesn't make any fucking sense. I came up with this genius idea, okay? Yeah. I buy random shit from junk garage sales, and then I upcharge it $2 on eBay. And I make a profit. It's like the like worst work you could do.
I don't know if he listens to this, so I will keep silent on the issue. I know it works in some
David, I love you, and I think you're awesome, and I think like what you're doing is great. David, I just call him David. David, yeah, sorry. Well, David. All right. Well, first off, David, if you listen to this, you're doing great for yourself,
man. You gotta stop that shit, bro.
Look at your work, but you gotta stop that shit. Brad, go fuck yourself. Just kidding. Brad, you're cool. You seem crazy, but you seem cool. Have fun. Anyways,
you're a bit crazy, but crazy is great. Nah, okay, seriously though, like, I watched, like, he showed me the series where this guy made like $500, like, selling these little troll toys. And, like, he went to local garage. He called it, like, trash talk or whatever. I'm like, this seems promising. And then Brad's like, oh, you should, like, do it with me for, like, a day. And instead of paying you, I'll just pay you the profits from what I get from this. I'm like, Let me see the outcome of this before you start.
Brad, I'm an editor and a swimmer.
I would just pay me by the hour, and then we'll see first after that. He's like, okay, sure.
Rather than paying you.
No, yeah. He goes, rather than paying you, let me just, like, all the profits that we make from this garage sale, upsell, how about, like, you know.
Does he just want to do it for the experience?
I guess so.
You want to talk about it? Go ahead. You can go ahead.
I want to talk about some stuff. Are you following, I mean, I feel like this is a stupid question, but are you following politics?
No, not really.
Yeah, all right. It's time for me to ramble about something you know nothing about. This shit's so stupid.
I'm fucking excited. All right.
All right. First of all, when I get to DMV, they asked me to register early as a voter, so I did. I chose a Democrat, which I'm not totally set on because I think both sides are freaking insane.
I think it's stupid to fall under.
They have to choose this easy.
Whatever. I'll talk about that later.
George Washington said the party system will be the death of America. He did not say that by quote, but he, inferred it. Whatever.
He probably said that.
Anyways, so first of all, I think it's so stupid for them to ask you, a 16-year-old, hey, what do you want to be associated with for the rest of the next 5 years? I don't know. So I chose Democrat. I think it's the lesser of two evils. Anyways, yada, yada, yada. Democratic debates. There's if you don't know, it's Trump for the 2020 election. It's Trump versus 20 Democrats. And they're a billion people are running. So they had the Democratic debates on MSNBC. And because they can't have 21 people on a stage and give everyone the amount of fair time, they have to split it. Now, Gabriel, tell me, what would you think a fair system would be in splitting the debates into two nights?
Just give everyone equal time on each of the nights. So, split each part into multiple parts for each person?
Let me rephrase that. So, there's 21 people, and they need to split people into two nights. So they need
to have
10 people on one night, 10 on the other.
Right.
How would you decide who goes on one night?
Who goes on one night? I don't know. Probably just more randomly. I don't see how that makes a difference.
There you go. Because MSNBC thought the same thing. And I think it is totally ridiculous to do it by a random draw. And I'll tell you why.
Well, who goes when?
I will tell you how. Okay. I would split it. I would split it. The first night will be the people who are polling 50% or less. And the second night would be 50% or more. Simple. People right now there's five people who are polling the most. It's Biden, Bernie, Buttigieg.
I'm sorry, who?
Buttigieg?
I'm voting for that guy. I don't even care.
Let me show you how his name is spelled. I thought it was Butt Gig. I thought that was his name. Look in the chat. That's how it's spelled.
Booty Gig. Dude. Hell yeah.
He's my favorite out of the bunch.
Pete Booty Gig.
Yep.
Suck my dick. Call him
Mayor Pete. Anyways. It's Biden, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. Those are the five top runners, right?
Right.
And those are all Democrat? Yeah, those are all Democrat. Right? And out of 21, they're polling top five. I think whoever is polling top 10 should be in the top tier night, and polling less than top 10 is polling the second night.
See,
and I think
it's
so stupid.
The problem with that is that if you're trying to make it equal, right, mm-hmm. but you only have the people who are top 50 on the one night, that means that it's putting an incentive on people to watch the first night and not the second night.
Well, I think it's stupid to give people time who are not going to win. Marianne Williamson, who's polling less than 1%, she is not going to win this election. She's not. But giving her time, I think, is ridiculous.
That's true, but from a legal standpoint, they have to make sure that it's fair for everybody.
Yada, boo, boo, boo. Break the law. I'm sick of this. Why do I need to hear about Andrew Yang, who's polling 2% in the polls right now when I could be talking to Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, who's polling 30 to 60%.
You know what I've done for all the debates and stuff that I don't care about? I take it, I put the TV on mute, and I voice over it.
No, but the beauty is watching them. Because watch, you know what pandering is?
Yep. No, I know.
Pandering. So it's like, let's say I'm a white guy and I need, and I'm lacking the black vote. I'm going to pander. Oh, no. Forget that. I am a white guy and I need the Mexican vote. So I'm going to pander the Mexicans by doing it sort of inherently racist stuff to like try to win their approval. For example, I'm going to go to a burrito shop and help cook and, you know, help these people. Like, obviously, not all Mexicans eat burritos, but, like, I'm going to do that. Or, like, and this is why I love watching the debates, because I love to see these people pander. This guy named Beto O'Rourke, all of a sudden, when asked a question about immigration, answered in Spanish. And he's just speaking. And let me send you a picture of what everyone else was looking at him, because it was amazing.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
just
so
like speaking Spanish.
So like the typical things, like, look at my African American friend over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
he beautiful? That kind like, of stuff. I swear, white. It's kind of funny because like racism is still like alive to an extent, obviously. But I think racism lives most in white people being being scared of being racist.
You see the picture? So the woman,
they're like,
the black guy is Beto, or the black guy is Cory Booker, and the guy speaking is.
Please tell me that this guy like is really bad at speaking Spanish too.
Okay.
So he's like, you wanted to SS.
Okay. Okay. First of all, Spanish was like all right. It's kind of like using Google Translate. Like some of the like past tenses and everything was all right. But it was like, it was so stupid because the Democratic debates were being translated on Univision. So, like, you dummy. It was just, it was.
Bro, that's
great.
Funny.
Great.
That's, dude, what a dude, though. Like, do you think that won anyone over? Like, you think that
no.
that
it
worked?
It literally became a meme the seconds after he did it. It was what really, a, really funny.
Look at my African American friend over here. I mean, hey man, it's funny because I don't understand how it works. Like we keep having. So, what's your opinion on like on the age thing for presidency? Because do you really think that? I think that we need people who like know what they're doing in the political realm, but I don't think that we necessarily need people who are like 47 to run. You know, like what's the age? Is it like 40? Is it 40?
For president?
Yeah.
35.
Eh,
I think
it could be like 30,
I think maybe.
Maybe
30 or 25. But I would say, like, I don't know. Maybe. We're like, there. Anyways, Pete Buttigieg, he's the youngest candidate out there.
How old is he?
He's. I think he'll be 38 if elected.
How old was Kennedy?
How old was Kennedy? I think 40 something.
I want me a baby president.
46.
I want to change this dude's type to 46. Yeah, so he'd be the youngest president if he wins.
Yeah.
Is he? How is he doing?
Let me check. I haven't actually checked the poll in a while because it's been kind of distant.
I can't really have an opinion, right? Because, like, oh, I don't follow it. And I'm not going to, like, listen to what other people tell me to, like, you know.
Yeah,
like whatever. I know I have a lot of friends, and you know they're all like blah 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 blah. I'm like, you're just saying what your parents are saying.
Yep.
So just stop. If you're not gonna follow it, then don't have an opinion on it. You can't just be like, I like this one, I like that one. If you're not gonna, you know, follow up. So I really don't care. To be honest, a lot of things that they're talking about don't affect me as a white male who is 16 years old. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, so, okay, answer to your question. Buttigieg is, he's leading in donations. He has the most donations out of everybody.
Wow.
Like, 24 million.
It's a little shady. I feel like whoever has the most donations is kind of shady, though.
I feel like they all have signed a pact to not take from corporate people. So, like, I guess that's all right. Like, they all signed, like, there's some, like, new future Democrats, like, and it's, like, an organization that, like, signed this pact to say that you won't take from corporate, like, money. And, yeah. Super PACs, they're called. Which is kind of weird.
I feel like, they'll take anything they can get their hands on.
Yeah, like, the front runner in each, like, in the Republican, like, slot and the Democratic slot always raise at least a billion. Like, Trump raised the billion, Hillary raised the billion.
Like, what are you even spending that on? Like, ads in the TV?
Ads, calling people, like, staff to, like, call people and all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess you do need a lot of people to run, like, as one person.
Yeah.
Because you're not just, like, I guess it's not like a company of people running. It's just, like, two people running for president and vice president needing a bunch of people to boost them up. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, at this point, I'm just kind of seeing who is, like, the candidate that has just, like, the most sensical ideas
so far.
Just, like, some, and it's not just, like, because I'm not paying for, like, insurance or healthcare right now. Like, I'm not really doing any of that stuff. So I don't really need to worry about that stuff right now. But I'm just kind of looking for stuff that will affect me in the future.
Mm-hmm. So this is something you, like, agree with, man. Like, you don't need to, like, whatever.
So I guess why I like Buttigieg the most.
Yeah. Here's a question. If Buttigieg called you up on the phone, he was like, Apollo Nava. Hello. Have I reached the phone of Apollo Nava?
Yeah.
Yes. So I heard you saw me live. I listened to your podcast. Big fan. And I was asking if you would like to help edit my debates and videos for my election. And what would you say?
No.
Well, that's why you're getting deported. So, you know.
Well, okay, that would be a good idea. It depends on pay. Probably depends on pay.
Dude, you would 100% take that. You would have to. Like, that is such a good opportunity.
It would depend on pay, because whoever I'm working for in the future, whether it be Republican caucus, Democratic caucus, anything, like, anything in the future, I don't want to be affiliated, like, oh, he worked for the Buttigieg campaign, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but you can just say that, like, you didn't care because you're, like, young and you're just like, all right, cool, I could work for the government, and you have work with the government. That's your experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think they would care.
Here's a pronunciation. This is what they use for his campaign. That's how it's pronounced.
Buttigieg.
He just has, like, the two things that I care most about is kind of
White skin and muscles.
Nope.
Okay.
Electoral college, because I think it's fucking stupid. I don't understand a voting system in any country where, like, you know what's happened where the candidate with the most, and I'm not saying that, like, I want.
No, yeah, it's happened. It's happened a couple times where it's like the candidate has the most votes.
It's happened
plenty of times.
Four times, including this past election where the candidate with the most votes lost due to the electoral college.
So the reason that they do that, though, is because there are states that, like, because they're like, California is always going to be Democrat, you know, right? And California has a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
So that means that if you were to count if you were just to count it by votes, since California is so just, like, if you move to California, you, like, become a Democrat, you know? So it's to help die down on that kind of stuff. Texas too, you know, if every single person in Texas freaking votes Republican. So, like, if you count every single person that's in Texas, then that would be just a big guaranteed number, you know?
See, but that's where I fall issue with. I don't think states vote. I think people vote. And I think it's weird to count them as states. Like, not all people in Texas, like, of course, there's going to be, like, a main majority. But I also think that the Electoral College doesn't account for that other percentage.
Okay, but then think about this. So if you do it like that, then, you know, Florida's a swing state, right? So it's, like, important that you win over Florida.
Yeah.
If we were to count it just by votes... I don't know the numbers, but say, like, there are more people in Texas that vote Republican. Let's just say there's a vote between, let's say the only states are California, Texas, and Florida. Let's say there's more people in California there than there are in Texas. So that means that there are more Democrats voting every single time, which means that, like, your vote doesn't matter as much because you already know that there's a billion bajillion people voting Democrat, you know? Like, it's to keep the states with giant populations that vote the same thing every time from winning every time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, if that would actually be a problem, you know? I don't know if, like, the majority of Republican and Democrat, people are just stupid, you know? They don't change their opinions based on whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they don't choose, like, oh, I want to be Republican, I want to be Democrat this year. They don't, you need to choose a candidate, you know, not a side. I think the side thing is stupid. Because what if, like, I guess, I mean, I really don't follow it, so I can't say what I am, but, like, my family's Republican, and I'll tell you for sure, like, I don't think Trump's a good president, you know? I don't think that he's, like, necessarily a horrible president, but, like, definitely nothing about him, in my opinion, is, like, oh, that's a good president, you know? So it's, like, I mean, I didn't like Hillary either.
Every day I regret Bernie not winning the Democratic slot because he would have taken out Trump easily. Hillary was a terrible candidate.
Mm-hmm. Awful. Yeah. Yeah, she probably would have won, or he probably would have won if that was the case. So I just care about, like, I want to look at the two candidates. I don't really want to care about, like, this or that. There's obviously, like, you know, the typical questions like abortion and border control and stuff like that, that, like, typically Republicans and Democrats, you know, like, they'll choose a side on. But, like, it also depends on how they deliver it, too, you know. If they say, oh, you know, if you're a Republican, they say, oh, abortion's legal, but, like, they have to blah, 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 like, add some detail about it. Then the Republicans might be like, oh, okay, you know, I guess that makes sense. And then, like, they might vote for that candidate. But people need to stop being so blinded by sides, because people will always just choose the side that they roll for. You know, like, oh, I always choose red, I always choose blue. Like, nah, it's not that easy.
I don't know.
But I'm, like, two, so I don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
I just feel like the person with the most votes should win. Like, what? It's happened 4 times in 48 presidents, so, or, like, 45 presidents, so what, that's like 7%. Like if you were to play a sport where 7% of the time the other person would win regardless of the points.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
fucking weird.
Like, that's a good point. It just helps, I guess, to make people who are small states to feel like they're part of it. Because, like, Alaska, like, if you took the votes from Alaska, they'd just be like, what's the point, dude? Like, there's 3 people voting in our state.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It makes your votes important.
Anyway, well, that was a long tangent.
It was indeed.
The two things I care about was the Electoral College. Like, bing bong.
Hells to the years.
The other one is climate change. Because dummies over here think it's not a real thing.
No, so see, here's the thing. It doesn't matter, like, why you think it's changing, or, like, how you think it's changing, or, like, whether you think it's conspiracy or not. The scientific data is pointing towards, yes, it's getting, things are changing, and it is, yeah, you know, you can't say what it's from, you know, but regardless of what your political standpoint is, what I'm trying to say, is that something is changing, whether you like to agree with
the science.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the debate, I mean, some people will just say, oh, it's not changing, and they'll be stupid about it. The debate is whether we're causing it, and I imagine that, yes, we are, but also, like, it might also be something else, too. I don't know. But it's happening, for sure.
I don't think Trump is all that bad. Like, the tax cuts that happened in 2017, they were great for my family. I don't know how they were great for other people, but they were super good for our people, for our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in, like, they doubled the income, like, tax break that you get for having a child, so that was cool. And I think not so bad with the we're at the lowest, like, unemployment rate. I forgot in, like, how many years, but I think he's not all that bad. I just think his stance on climate change is just stupid because he's a stupid old man who, like, doesn't even know.
He's a businessman at the end of the day. He crunches numbers and does stuff like that, but, like, I don't think he's very good with just about anything else.
Yeah, like, like, okay, so the White House has to come up with an annual climate report, right? And it's like, and it's a report like saying, oh, what's happening with our world, our environment, yada, yada, yada. So this report is technically coming out of the Trump administration. So
right.
The Trump administration is saying, yes, climate has never been, like, we're getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And Trump's like, I don't believe it. I don't think it's true.
It feels the same. I walk outside of my porch and it feels the same. I don't know what to tell you.
Climate change is real. Why are my feet so cold?
God, just bring a fan. It'll be fine. Just bring a fan.
Thank you so much for, I mean, how many of you just skipped to the end? Probably a lot of you. 90%. Oh, we didn't even break for a sponsor. I'll probably have to do that anyways. But we do have another sponsor other than Anchor. We do have, for some goddamn reason, a Audible sponsorship.
Thanks, Audible.
Thanks, Audible.
This is the part where you recommend the book that...
this is the part where I talk about how great Audible is and I recommend a book. And if you use my link, you get one free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Here's the thing, right? Audible, like, my favorite thing about Audible is that, like, if you don't like a book, you can return it 100% free and, like...
Damn, really?
There is zero questions asked. Like, oh, Why? Because you didn't like it? Or did you... No, they refund you 100%.
I hate when they make you write a fucking essay on why you hate it.
They don't deny you ever. Like, oh...
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's really awesome, too, because, like, for me, I know for me, especially when I try to pick up books and I'm like, oh, you know, like, I might want to try this. I'm really indecisive. And a lot of time I'll look at it and be like, oh, this looks good, and then it's not good, and I'm not a fan of it at all. So it's really nice that, like, you can't do that with normal books a lot of the time. They'll give you a little more hassle when it comes to buying hard copy. And Audible's great because you can just fucking listen to it while you're chilling. I know I'm going to have those big four-hour drives, so I don't know. Maybe I'll pick up that Audible sponsorship. Pick up that Audible subscription, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I've returned... like five books out of my library, including Michelle Obama's Becoming. That shit is so boring. I thought I was waiting for like government secrets. Tell me about Area 51 right now. But no, it's just like I was a little girl, black girl, growing up in Brooklyn. I'm like, I don't want to hear this.
Thanks.
Boring.
Freaking story of the new Annie book.
But yeah, Audible is great. I get books like I've read like three, four books this summer. A lot. One of my favorites that I would recommend you get with our free link is – it is on there, so if you want, but whatever. So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. And it's basically – and I love this book. I think it's a perfect – I think if I were to make like a school, this would be like required reading. This is great because so many people are online these days. So many children are online these days and they post stupid stuff and they don't realize the consequences of what they post. Simple. And John Ronson goes around and he like talks to people who, for example, this one lady who before she got on a plane to Africa said, on my way to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white. And tweeted it. And by the time she landed, she lost her job and there were paparazzi on the other end, like trying to look for her.
That's kind of crazy.
So yeah.
Accidentally says something racist, lose his job. That's pretty intense. Then you're gonna have to read the book about how she responded to that.
Yep, and it was not good. Some other guy who went up to a Chick-fil-A worker and was like, "You guys don't support the gays," and then uploaded the video to YouTube and just lost his six-figure job. So now he's on food stamps. In conclusion. if you use our link, it's www.audibletrial.com/.
It's his link. I'm not getting any money.
There you go. I mean, you're getting some of it if we get any of it.
Okay. I'm not getting anything. No?
All right, whatever.
It's your thing. You're doing all the work. I just talk.
Just talking. Never mind.
I was just going to say, I'm literally a wall that replies to you. That's it.
www.audibletrial.com/dysfunction and you're going to get a one free book and a 30-day free trial. And if you don't like the book, you can return it. And even if you do return it, you get to keep the book for free. Like, isn't that insane?
That's pretty crazy. Isn't that
crazy? All right. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. Amen. And we get kickback whenever you use our link, so please use it regardless.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.